Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But you're a big member, founding member of the fan club for Bank, or no?
I think so. I think that's the next great business idea, is I generate a Bank AI, and then he answers phone calls, because you wouldn't want to stream it, or like it would actually be like an actual phone call, because Binkley is still doing phone calls a lot, right?
Like Russell Wilson, a
Kling. Like for that 220 phone call I get after the show a lot.
So it'd be strictly phone calls, and landlines would move to the top of the
landline. I don't know what last time I used one, except for these.
Certainly the one in the newsroom.
Except for
probably.
These, yeah.
Kling, there's no secret how massive this game is. On Sunday, we've all thrown around must win for the division. It absolutely is. But what do you actually think it does, win or lose, for just overall psyche of not just the fan base, but from the team? Because I think that's the interesting element here. I think for Denver, if they lose, to me, it messes them up maybe the rest of the way, psyche-wise, and they still can't get over the hump. For the Chiefs, if they lose, they're 5-5, and for the first time really in the Mahomes era, there's real, I think, doubt about postseason stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part with this one is, you know, I've been telling people, I'm like, no, they're talented. They're talented enough to win this whole thing. But at some point in time, you do have to go with your record is your record. And I don't think Denver's as good, but they're 8-2, and you can't take that away from them. And then the Chiefs being at 5-4, yet still being obviously the Super Bowl favorite everywhere, I don't think is like out of line. If you just watch them play and again, took out the results necessarily, right? If you see them play, you're like, oh yeah, man, that's a good team. That's got a lot going for it. Not a ton of holes, but they have four losses. And so, it feels like this has turned into kind of a must win, maybe not even just for the division, but to keep playoff momentum. You don't want to deal with that margin of playoffs at the end as well. If you're kind of messing around with that, and who would have thought they'd have been in the world where they're close to messing around with that. You know what I mean? So this has suddenly turned into kind of a must win. I don't know if Denver loses, if they'd be done. I mean, they're still at 8 wins. You know what I mean? So, but if they get this one, man, they're going to be flying high, because this is a team that believes. I mean, they believe, and it can't go in the stat book anywhere, but I do appreciate teams like we saw with that, you know, a previous Chiefs team, right? They just figured out ways to win, and we're doing it in all those strange and weird ways. This Denver team's got a belief that they can get it done, and they can overcome whatever deficits they have to figure out a way to win games. And that goes a long way towards, you know, believing internally that you can do it and then going out there and getting it done. So there's a lot on the line for both. I think probably more for the Chiefs because, yeah, backs are against the wall at 5-4. There's no doubt.
Kling, when you notice fan bases, obviously you're down there with the fans, so you hear it from all. I've always considered Denver some of the most annoying fans with the whole incomplete chant and everything they have. But how quickly will this team turn on their own fan base? Because they were booing Denver. They booed them at different times this year, which is silly with an eight wins on the season. But how quickly could the Chiefs kind of flip things, score, maybe get those fans to start booing early on?
Yeah, I mean, and Denver's not been very good to start games, right? So, I mean, getting off to a fast start and getting them in a little bit of a hole, I think would be best served. Obviously, the Chiefs are better when they do that too, right? When they're firing out of the chute. But they haven't been as great at doing that. But if you can get up a couple of scores, I think you're really going to put the heat on them. And I also think, you know, kind of hearing, you know, kind of the vibe in Denver almost feels like that there's a lot of, well, we don't know how good we are either, kind of going on, right? So I think there's probably some doubt as to are they a paper 8-2 at this point, and they haven't really beaten anybody yet. So I don't know if they'd turn, but I think there's plenty of people that are probably pretty nervous seeing Patrick Mahomes and company come to town this week.
We're talking to Josh Klingler. He, of course, will be on the sidelines here on 96.5 The Fan Sunday afternoon. Do you still buy into the bye week, post bye week, Andy Reid bump? You know, we know the record is as good as it gets out of a bye week, but the Broncos also kind of had a mini bye here.
I mean, I think the Chiefs have mastered the art of that, right? And Andy Reid has figured out what he needs to tweak during that time. And I think the coaches put in a ton of work. I think the Chiefs are about as good as any team in changing what they do, especially offensively, like week to week. So give them 2 weeks, give them time to scout what the Broncos are doing. And I certainly think they're going to have a great game plan in place. So I do believe there's something to it. I just think that they have mastered whatever their schedule is and how they go about the process of that bye week works for them, especially from like a coaching standpoint. That's not even to say, you know, the getting the guys off their legs and doing whatever, because they kind of kick them out for a few days, right? And it's just the coaches kind of grinding that whole time. And so I think they enjoy it. Or I think at least Andy Reid does enjoy that portion of it, right? You get a little bit of extra time, can really get in there and dial in some things that you're not doing quite as well, tweak some things here and there. I think those are one of the things that drive probably the best coaches, and certainly Andy Reid, and it's been proven that he does really well coming out of it. So perfect week. I think I thought it was a perfect week health wise this time, because especially along the offensive line, the injury report looks much better than I thought it would coming out of the last game, especially for the offensive linemen. So to see the pretty clean, knock on wood, injury report going on, coming out of the bye is certainly encouraging.
You mentioned offensive line there. So Josh Simmons, full participant yesterday. We'll find out for sure here in an hour or so if he's a full participant again today. What's your feeling on his availability? I think he's healthy, but do you think Andy Reid is willing to start Josh Simmons basically right away after missing, you know, 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I guess if you'd asked me though, guys, at training camp, did I think he would just put in Josh Simmons and let him go at training camp? I probably would have said no, right? I thought that they would have had a little slower play with him, but certainly I would think you kind of have to pause a little bit and see where he's at, probably physically and mentally at this point, and judge it by maybe what you said. So, you know, hard for me to answer that question because I don't know. I don't think I would probably plug him right back in, but maybe have him available and maybe take – you know, as much as you hate platooning along the offensive line, maybe getting his toes wet again real quickly and that type of thing might be best served. But we'll see. I don't know what is in store. I've not heard, and I think they're probably playing it, you know, day by day based on what they see in practice.
How much should that Denver pass rush concern the Chiefs in that offensive line? Speaking of the offensive line and the health, because most pressures, obviously the most sacks by 14 in the NFL. It's not just Benito, it's Zach Allen as well coming from the other side. And at secondary, even without Sertan, has been very active in what they do. How concerned should KC be?
Well, certainly with the pass rush, you know, a team that's doing his, I mean, they're historic numbers, right? 46 sacks, a team that's 20. 46 sacks. That's a crazy number. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been not as great when he's been pressured this year. So it's not even about just getting him, but it's pressuring him that's been effective. That's always been the best key, right? If you can get heat on Mahomes, I'd take my chances doing that kind of every day of the week. And there's sometimes he's going to burn you, but there's sometimes where if you can bottle up on the back end and get the pass rush, you're going to be in some business against the Chiefs. So, yeah, no, that's certainly the number one matchup. And again, I'd rather have a, you know, fully healthy offensive line, but it is kind of weird to go along that line and see everybody banged up. I was kind of surprised that we didn't see Kingsley on the injury list this week too, because he was hobbling out of that game last week and then kind of pushed himself back in late. So I thought he'd be on the injury list along with, you know, basically everybody but Creed Humphrey had, you know, being on that list. So that being a little bit cleaner gives me a little less pause about it, but that's going to be the number one matchup. Can that offensive line hold up against their pass rush? Because if Denver doesn't slow down the Chiefs offensively, this Denver offense doesn't scare me a lot. Certainly early in games that they can hang with kind of a high scoring type of game. They need it to be a low scoring game. So if the Chiefs are able to penetrate their defense early on, I think it's trouble for the Broncos.
For the Chiefs run game, we know Isaiah Pacheco did not practice yesterday. Breshard Smith, Kareem Hunt, and then last time it was Clyde being activated. Could it be Elijah Mitchell? How do you think, let's say Pacheco can't go, how big of a deal is that against this Broncos defensive front, where I guess that is an area you can have some successes on the ground? Do you think they're out of a bye week willing to give Breshard Smith more work?
I would think that the bye week is also perfect for that type of player, like much like Xavier Worthy last year, where they kind of added stuff as the season went on, and then by the end of the year they had all kinds of stuff specifically for him. I'm hoping Breshard Smith falls into that category as well. You know, I think Hunt's still going to be your primary guy. Look, Pacheco to me I think shows how tough he is, because the game he got hurt in, he kind of just like shook it off and wanted to go back in, and the coach is like, no, we got a lead, we're going to back you off. And Andy Reid like literally went and talked to him and kind of convinced him that they were going to shut him down for the day. And I thought, okay, no big deal. And then now this injury is a little worse than we thought early on. So to me, one, that shows his toughness, that he didn't want to come out of a game that might cost him, you know, multiple games now, in terms of how severe that injury was. And then, I'm always calling for runs. We know that, right? Like, I know you guys are probably the same camp too. And they may come out and throw it 40 times. I don't know. You're like, just when you think you got them figured out, they're going to go a different direction. So I would love to see in the second half, though, more Breshard Smith, because I think we want to know as well, from a fan standpoint, what he is moving forward, because they're going to have futuristic running back questions after the season is over. And again, that's much further down the road, but obviously Pacheco and Hunt, you know, maybe one of them is back. Certainly I would be hugely surprised if both of them were back, and you're going to have to do something different at the running back position next year. And so why not find out exactly what you have in Breshard Smith before you get to that point?
What do you see on a sideline so close from Breshard, Kling? The guy just looks a little bit different as far as just the way he can break away. I know his yards per carry against certain teams, I throw that out of the way, because this guy's got some juice to him. He just plays tough, man. For his size and the way that he gets off of defenders, I don't know what you've really noticed about Breshard, but he just looks different in a good way to me.
Yeah, and a different type of back than the other two, right?
Yeah.
So you can split him outside a lot more. I think going into the season, we weren't sure how they would handle third downs necessarily, and didn't get that maybe that veteran third down. I was hoping he'll morph into more of that, like, well, for now, he can be the exclusive third down guy because you're comfortable throwing him the football. I'd like to see him, though, run the football a little bit more just to see what he has. But he can run the end arounds. He can do all kinds of the gadget stuff as well. So he's got way more versatility than the other two guys. We haven't probably seen as much what that means in the kind of regular running type scenarios for him. So hopefully we see a little bit more of that, too. And then also don't forget, I'm almost throwing Rashi Rice into the part-time running back role, because we've seen a little bit of that, and I think we'll continue to see more of that, kind of lining him up in the backfield and having him do different things as well. He's such a powerful runner. And certainly if Pacheco's not in the mix, I think that adds maybe a few more plays to the potential of Rashi Rice lining up in the backfield.
Yeah, I love that. I love that for the rest of his career. It's kind of that Deebo Samuel look at the backfield for Rashi Rice. Kling, safe travels to Denver, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I will go back to my presidency of the Binkley Fan Club, already in progress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.